I don't remember that night much anymore. In the beginning, it seems like you'll never forget. But time is a nebulous thing, especially for a child. And year by year, bit by bit, details started to fade from my memory. Coping skills, Dr. Frank assured me. The natural evolution of my psyche starting to heal. Nothing to feel guilty about. But of course I do. I remember waking up to a scream, maybe my mother's, but according to the police report, most likely my sister's. It was dark in my room. I was disoriented, couldn't see. And there was a smell in the air. That's what I remember most clearly after all these years. A smoky odor I thought might be from a fire, but was actually cordite drifting down the hall. More noises, things I could hear but not see. Pounding footsteps, the thud of a body falling down the stairs, then my father's voice booming from outside my bedroom door. Oh, Danny girl, my pretty, pretty Danny girl. My door opened. A bright, glowing rectangle amidst a field of black. My father's shadow looming in the doorway. Danny girl, he sang more brightly. My pretty, pretty Danny girl. Then he tapped the gun against his forehead and pulled the trigger. I'm not sure what happened immediately after that. Did I get out of bed? Did I dial 911? Did I try to revive my mother, or maybe stop the blood pouring from my sister's shattered head or my brother's broken body? I remember another man walking into my room. He spoke in a soothing voice, told me everything was okay now. I was safe. He picked me up in his arms, though I was 9 years old and too big to be treated like a baby. He told me to close my eyes. He told me not to look. I nodded against his shoulder, but of course I kept my eyes open. I had to see. I had to record. I had to remember. It is the duty of the lone survivor. According to the police report, my father was drunk that night. He'd consumed at least a fifth of whiskey before loading his service revolver. He'd lost his job with the sheriff's department the week before, after being reprimanded twice for showing up for work in a less than sober state. Sheriff Wayne, the man who carried me out of the house, had hoped the termination would force my father to clean up his act, maybe join AA. I guess my father had other ideas. He started in the bedroom, catching my mother next to her bed. Then he moved on to my 13-year-old sister, who'd stuck her head out of her room, probably to see what was going on. My 11-year-old brother also appeared in the hallway. He tried to run for it. My father shot him in the back, and Johnny fell down the stairs. It wasn't a clean shot, and it took Johnny a while to die. I don't remember this, of course, but I read the official report on my 18th birthday. I was looking for an answer that I've never found. My father killed my entire family except me. Did that mean he loved me the most or hated me the most? What do you think? Dr. Frank always replied. I think this is the story of my life.